Toshiba unveils high-speed PCIe 6.0 multiplexer chips. Two new MUX chips let designers halve the number of high-speed traces on motherboards while hitting 64 GT per second. Data center operators gain a straightforward retrofit path for existing servers without full board spins. The move squeezes margins at switch ASIC suppliers because discrete multiplexers now handle the fan-out that used to justify larger dies. Broadcom will need to bundle similar functions into its next switch generation or lose server socket wins by mid-2026. Remarkable launches paper pure monochrome e-ink tablet. Note takers who swore by color tablets are discovering that monochrome cuts eye strain and doubles battery life in real sessions. That advantage forces Apple to decide whether iPad OS needs a locked-down paper mode before the next education cycle. Without it, professional users who value focus over media will keep defaulting to single-purpose devices instead of carrying two tablets. Ouster announces color LiDAR sensor for camera replacement. Color LiDAR collapses the separate camera stack that every robot and car has carried until now. Automotive teams can finally drop redundant hardware and the associated calibration overhead. Traditional camera vendors lose their default slot in sensor fusion designs unless they start shipping LiDAR themselves. The first OEM to standardize on a single color unit will set the new bill of materials baseline for the entire industry inside 18 months. Intel stock soars on Apple custom chip supply deal. Apple's choice validates Intel's 18A process node, even before volume production ramps at other customers. The real pressure lands on TSMC, because its largest client now has a credible backup for advanced packaging. Intel gains negotiating leverage on equipment pricing, while every other foundry customer reopens dual-source discussions. Expect at least two major fabless firms to announce 18A test chips before the year ends. Google rolls out May 2026 Pixel software update. Device fragmentation just got a new deadline. Carriers push the patch across Android 16 fleets ahead of the fall cycle. Custom ROM communities scramble to backport kernel changes or see users switch to stock. Accessory firms face integration complaints once enterprise policies enforce the updated camera stack. This squeezes the window for aftermarket support and hands Google tighter control over the mid-cycle experience. Third-party apps will need revalidation against the new security modules or face runtime errors. Samsung ends support for three Galaxy phone models. Refurbished units will lose value fastest here. Carriers start rejecting these models in trade-in programs by late summer, shifting buyers toward newer, mid-range options. Security researchers gain a larger target pool once patches stop. Samsung's move clears inventory faster, but pressures component suppliers to redirect stock to other brands. The secondary market shrinks, forcing users to weigh new purchases against rising vulnerability exposure. Watch trade volumes drop on these specific SKUs within two quarters. Unraid OS 7.2.6 adds Linux kernel security patches. Home labs now run exposed kernels until the next reboot. The two CVEs open fresh paths for container escapes that many hobbyists overlook. Enterprise adopters will demand quicker patch cycles or migrate to alternatives with faster kernel updates. TrueNAS gains a brief window to highlight its own security cadence before the noise fades. Users managing multiple arrays face downtime windows that weren't planned around these specific threats. This accelerates testing of rival distributions in the next quarter. ADT breach exposes data of 5.5 million customers. Occupancy patterns and alarm schedules just entered the dark web. Insurers will adjust home policy rates for ADT customers or require added verification steps at renewal. Competitors like SimpliSafe gain leads from worried users seeking quick switches. The breach data enables targeted physical security tests that go beyond typical phishing. This raises the bar for all monitored security services to prove data isolation or lose renewal revenue. Expect marketing pushes around encrypted local storage to appear within weeks. Linux zero-day copy fail allows root access. The exploit chain starts with a single malformed buffer that bypasses every LSM hook currently in mainline. Distros shipping kernels older than 6.8 now have less than 60 days before proof-of-concept code hits the usual exploit archives. That timeline puts immediate pressure on every managed Kubernetes service to either isolate nodes or accept the risk of lateral movement across tenant boundaries. Watch how fast the major cloud providers roll out their own mitigations before the coordinated disclosure date slips. Ransomware attacks hit record 105 in April 2026. BlackFog's tally misses the unreported hits on mid-sized manufacturers who pay quietly to dodge supply chain disclosures and SEC filings. That gap lets operators stay under the radar while crews refine their encryption routines against the latest backup appliances. Ransomware groups are already pivoting toward those suppliers locked into tighter notification clauses. The real test arrives at renewal season when insurers decide whether to keep absorbing double-digit premium increases or force smaller firms into self-insurance pools that lack forensic support. Delta Dental fined $2.25 million for breach lapses. Regulators in New York are using this case to signal stricter scrutiny of legacy claim systems that still run unpatched Windows Server 2008 instances. Delta Dental's settlement leaves smaller regional carriers exposed because their own audit logs would fail the same standards. Expect state insurance departments to start requiring proof of annual tabletop exercises before approving rate filings next cycle. The firms that skip those drills will face either higher reserves or outright blocks on new product launches. Instagram to disable chat encryption starting May 8th. Users who relied on Instagram DMs for anything sensitive now have until May 8th to migrate conversations elsewhere before plain text access becomes default for Meta staff. That change quietly expands the pool of readable threads available for ad personalization and abuse reporting teams. Signal and Telegram stand to gain the privacy-conscious cohort, yet they must still solve the discovery problem that keeps most casual users inside Instagram. Expect Meta to push in-app nudges routing people to its unencrypted alternatives instead.